If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Do you want to know what the best thing about AEW is? The fact that it exists. And now you are so angry I have said that, you are just throwing eggs at the screen. How dare you? Regret doing that. It's my house. But it is true though, I do love WWE, but the absolutely greatest thing about professional wrestling is when you have two massive companies duking it out, because competition is just best all round. And this doesn't mean that it's perfect or you can't criticise it. You absolutely can. But over the last 3 years or so, I've been having a ball. A lot has happened to All Elite Wrestling ever since it was born in 2019. To the point, they're just a thing now. The newness has gone, the shine has gone. They are an established wrestling company. That also means they're about to be tested like never before. Why? Here's why. Now, of course, the internet will construe this as a bad thing, but that is not so, because any major company worth their salt is going to have to go through some tricky times. And recently, when it comes to AEW, that's their plans going flying out the window, because CM Punk is injured, Bryan Danielson is injured, Kenny Omega is still injured, Jeff Hardy is just struggling and desperately needs some help. Now, of course, the most important thing with all of those four names is they do nurse themselves back to health, but, you know, AEW has never really experienced this before. I mean, it's quite clear that the company was about to build around Punk, hence why they put the title on him. And why the flub wouldn't you? I mean, just go look at the metrics and the numbers. He was the biggest star, and any time you can take your major championship and wrap it round the waist of the person that's meant to be the top guy, well, that just helps all round. Then literally days after he won it, he was gone, because wrestling can be so cruel. And in the interim, everyone was hanging around going, well, we haven't seen Danielson for a little while. And then he turned off on Dynamite to address the Forbidden Door pay-per-view and Blood and Guts and said, I'm really sorry, but I'm hurt too. So that broke hearts all over the place. And if you want to tell me that the American Dragon is 1B, I'm not going to argue with you. I mean, it's one of the reasons that every single time either CM Punk or Brian does an interview, they go, oh, maybe one day we can have another match. And look, trust me, eventually we're going to get there. And I bet the championship is on the line. The extra bit of spice does come in the form of MGF, and who the hell knows what's happening with that? Because ever since we did that work shoot angle, we haven't seen him on television, and I, for one, can't wait to see how it's going to unfold. And it certainly did divide opinion, but it also got people talking. But nobody at this stage knows when he's going to come back to television, and really, you want to hold off on this as long as possible. I mean, in terms of the story and the kayfabe part of it, he took a microphone and he said the F word on a live broadcast. I mean, if you did that on any other show, you would be fired. So this now means whatever AEW had up its sleeve is now gone, and all our key personnel are also going to be absent without leave for a while, so it's time to shake it up. And when you do look at the landscape, it's almost like we planned for this. Because a lot has been said about the roster that Tony Khan has been able to put together, both the good and the bad. But at this very juncture, if you're able to rally the troops, then this is going to become such a useful tool. I mean, a common criticism of WWE at the moment is that if Roman Reigns isn't on television, we lack some stars. And that SmackDown number recently did kind of go to show how powerful the head of the table is. And while you can't replace a CM Punk, you can certainly try and make good. So the test that I am referring to the title is nice and simple. Take a Jungle Boy, take a Dante Martin, take a Chris Statlander, take a Darby Allin again for the second or third time, and try and use these people to plug these holes, while also planning for the future. And if you're now saying towards the screen, but Simon, this is what AEW did before. Yeah, and it was great. And we've kind of moved away from that. So why not use this opening to start doing it again? And it just doesn't have to be there either, because we can go to the old guard too. Let's make John Moxley the damn champion again and put the company on his back. Let's remind people we have Chris Jericho on our books. Keep sending the Young Bucks out there to have five-star matches and do whatever you can with Miro. That last one doesn't really tie in, but I'm a big fan of Miro. I saw opportunity, so I wanted to jump on it. This can be expanded too, because you've got Jade Cargill tearing up all over the place. You've got Britt Baker, who is quite obviously a star. And you've got Thunder Rosa, who has this connection with the fans. Because going back to what I just said, for a while, so many people have been like, oh, the promotion has gone away from its roots. Well, you can easily get back to that while also drawing other things into it. So let's do that and raise everybody's game. I mean, do you really think that Wardlow doesn't have the potential to be a tippy-top guy? Of course he does. I mean, look at me, I'm looking up. And I do think a lot of these issues have come about due to the fact that AEW only has 3 hours of television and Rampage has gone off the ball a little bit. And I am not saying to add any more. 3 hours is more than enough. But if everything you were going to do from the summer, you now can't do, well, why don't you try and recapture some of this essence? And I don't even care if you want to take someone like Daniel Garcia and his Kangol hat and throw him into the main event. I mean, have you seen the guy? He's really good. So in summary, it's just going to be an interesting time because we've never been here before. It's like when Cody Rhodes announced he was going to go back to the WWE and we were all floored. It's because it was the first time it had happened. And believe you me, the next time someone does this, of course, we'll talk about it and of course, we'll speculate about it. But it will never get you in the tum-tum the same way, because that honour will always be with the American Nightmare. I mean, one day you'll just look at a programme and go, oh, right, there's Darby Allin on Raw. Not Darby Allin. If Darby Allin ever went to WWE, everyone would be like, how the flub did this happen? But you take my point. So this will be the first of many trials and tribulations to come, and I am absolutely here for it, because every single promotion that ever came into this world had to have its ups and downs. Naturally. So just don't get too carried away for it. Remember that it's wrestling, and remember its sole purpose is to entertain you. So no matter what happens, if you walk away going, man, I feel so good right now, then everything is going to be all right with the world. And if not, you can just go back to those eggs again, which I've now realized 10 minutes later is basically Twitter. That's what we do on social media. We throw word eggs at each other. Maybe we should stop. I know I've said this once, maybe even twice, but I'll say it thrice. None of this is a negative thing. You can go to any promotion or any company in the entire world, and if they truly want to embed themselves and they truly want to be around for the long term, you have to go through some crazy, crazy times and come out the other side going, oh my gosh, even though that was horrible, we totally dealt with this. And it's not like there isn't 1,000 ways to get around this. I mean, do not forget in the early 2000s, at one point, the WWE lost Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock. But what did they do? They looked at the roster and they started to rise other people. And so far, AEW has proven they're happy to do that time and time again. So even though this is properly sad and we send all our best to these wrestlers, I actually think you could even find a silver lining that would please everybody. Do not forget there is always the secret sauce to this as well, and that ties into Cody Rhodes when he returns to WWE. If you do their big comebacks right, not only are you going to spark a massive rating, but you will create moments that people don't forget forever, and it doesn't matter what else happens in this crazy world of sports entertainment, moments are the things that make you love the thing, because they make you feel so damn good.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.